If I knew you were coming, I'd bake a cake, bake a cake, bake a cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd bake a cake. Hat-cha-do, hat-cha-do, hat-cha-do.
Hey everyone, this is Ryan.
This is Wes.
This is Desiree.
And welcome to our, what is this now, fourth installment?
I believe so, yes.
Of Hot Takes on Cakes.
Mm-hmm.
Takes on Cakes.
Yeah, welcome to it, everybody. I know I was absent the last one. You know, shame on me.
I ruined the joke. Because the reason why we were going to do it in the first place was just to say, fuck you, Ryan. And I wasn't supposed to text you a picture of, like, hey, we're doing a Hot Takes, ha ha ha. I should have just left it alone and just hope you found it on your own.
Yeah.
I think that would have been...
Well, I would have seen it eventually, you know. I would have been seeing red, you know. I would have come in here both barrels and let you guys have it.
What the fuck is
talking this? About cakes without me, eating cakes without me. That's not right. That's
that
not
was
cool.
That was a really good cake, too.
It was a good cake.
It was a good cake.
That's bullshit. It's probably the worst cake you've ever had in your life. And you're just trying to make me feel bad.
No, I imagine there could be worse cakes.
I feel like it's a win-win.
But give me a quick recap. What did we talk about?
What was that thing?
It was Publix cake. We were reviewing Publix cake as
just in general.
Just
and
a general,
did start into
like,
a discussion
place to
on...
where you could buy cake.
There was some brief discussion of ganache as well as white chocolate.
Yes.
Full transparency, as of recording of this show, I have not posted another show yet.
Oh.
Mm. Please continue.
Because my husband does not care about hot takes on cakes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Or desserts in general. At all.
I mean, you just ate the last cake.
That is true.
What about in your youth, John? Did you ever enjoy a popsicle? Did, like, anyone ever get you sideways with a dessert?
M&M's?
Like, oh, man, this is actually okay in my world. I can, I can eat a fucking Snickers
bar. I was a surly fourth grader when they passed out the push pops during gym class. I would stand in the back smoking a cigarette.
Push pops are delicious.
Well, he may have been traumatized.
I didn't have typhus, it's bullshit.
What about the Mickey Mouse ice creams? The ice cream pops. Did you ever have those with a chocolate shell on them?
Oh, no.
Oh.
I know the one you're talking about, but no, it was more of like a Dairy Queen Dilly Bar.
Mm, I see.
Which is the same thing without the fun
Dilly
shake.
Dilly Bar?
Yeah.
That sounds interesting.
It's just
he grew
vanilla
up
ice cream. You bitch.
I was just saying the name, because Dilly Bar sounds really kind of open to interpretation.
Okay. Well, as soon as the podcast is over, the Dilly Bar is open.
No.
Oh, shit. All
right, yeah, so I guess...
Cake.
We're going to get on point, and we're going to talk today about hotcakes. And I have done zero research on the topic. I was going in with a little bit of research on a different topic, which we're going to can for another episode. So...
Yeah, pretty much the... complete opposite of the type of cake that we were discussing.
Well, this
we're
ice
discussing
cream.
Hot takes,
just,
and you bring those
for
ice
go,
cream
Wesley.
Cake.
Well, just let it go, Wesley.
No, this is ridiculous.
No, it totally involves ice cream. If ice cream is involved in the cake, I dare say you're eating an ice cream cake.
No, because it's not a cake made of ice cream. It is cake with ice cream on top.
Ice cream
of it.
Cakes aren't made of ice cream. They're layered with regular cakes. We'll save it for episode number 5. But go ahead. Tell me the origin of the hot cake.
I don't know you.
Tell me, which group of people created the hot cake?
This is supposed to be fun.
I'm going
to
say France. I don't know.
This is supposed to be joyful.
We're going Greece. This is a pretty safe bet.
Actually, believe
Greece.
It or not, no. This is the I think this is the first one so far where we're not going to bring up Greeks. At least yet. Not from
scandalous.
What I've seen. This is a product of the indigenous peoples of America. The American Indian first created the hotcake.
Hey guys, we did something.
Yeah, isn't that cool? Isn't that sweet?
Indian. No. Never mind.
Is anyone here Native American?
We did shit. Never mind.
I think 5% or something.
Yeah, same here. My great-grandmother was full-blood Creek Indian. And she married a man who was then my great-grandfather.
Yeah, I don't know where in my genealogy, but there's rumors that my abuela had Native American in her. I don't know how, because she was born in the friggin' mountains of Puerto Rico, but whatever.
Yeah. So it says here that it was the Narragansett people. I can't tell you where they're from. There is a beer called Narragansett. It's not very good. I believe it's from the Midwest. And this was back in the 1600s. This was first established. Oh, yeah. It says here a lot of different American Indian cultures, including Cherokee, Chickasaw, and Creek. Hey. Just like my great-grandmother. Also, maybe she at some point enjoyed a hot cake in her life. Right? And it says that this is sort of the byproduct of what they were using corn for at the time, which was making things like liquors and whiskeys, stuff like that, or just other alcoholic beverages. Of course, we stole it from them. And it was popularized in 1745 by two, I'm assuming, white guys named Joe Barlow and Washington Irving. And they decided to change the name because, I guess, hotcakes wasn't cool enough. They called them hoe cakes. I swear to God, hoe cakes, H-O-E cake.
Because that's better.
Yeah. So that happened.
Because right? They were pimping them out? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't really know what the circumstances are here.
My notes don't cream filled during the time.
Mm-hmm. Were they?
I think don't give me that look.
As a point of clarification, the Narragansett people were from, or are from, Rhode Island.
Wow. Yeah. Did you believe it? Yeah, of course, it's a New England beer.
I like how John's now participating in this.
I like this.
Well, you kind of forced his hand when you refused to eat the cake.
That's mm-hmm. fair.
I did not enjoy it.
It didn't look enjoyable.
So, which, by
Although,
the way,
I do thoroughly enjoy hotcakes.
Yeah.
But not that.
Seems like these hotcakes are mostly like a breakfast thing, and it seems like they're not really sweet. They're not like a dessert cake, which is like what I'm about. At least in its origin, when you're talking about these original hotcakes.
Well, I feel like that's a lot of desserts.
Or hotcakes, if you will.
A lot of desserts, I think, were originally meant to be something else, and then we just made them sweeter or changed.
It's like, why don't we just add sugar?
Yeah.
So what do you think
it was
of...
that
you know the in The Simpsons, Crustios, the cereal that Krusty the Clown makes that Bart eats?
Yeah.
Their slogan on the box is, only sugar has more sugar. Which is just like the perfect tagline for any cereal. It's like, only sugar has more sugar.
Well, I feel like in the beginning, they make these things basically just to fill your stomach, but also to make it last. So mm-hmm. when they made their meals, they're making them to initially last longer because they had to go out and like tend to fields and all that kind of nonsense. So they were just trying to like make sure that like as they're doing their business, all of a sudden they're not like feeling mm-hmm. a grumble in their belly.
And I guess the idea is that you want to eat it fresh. You want to eat it hot.
Yes.
You want it to, it's not like you're eating some kind of sheet cake that can come to you at any temperature. You're like, okay, that's sheet cake. How about that?
So what do you think of when you see hotcakes?
What do I think of?
Yeah. Like, when you're like, this is a hotcake. Go.
Oh, what do I want from it?
Yeah.
I want really rich cake itself. I want it to be, kind of muddy even. Not mm-hmm. like bread-like. I want it to be filled with some kind of other, sweeter, even gooier substance. Mm. And I want it piping hot. I want it to burn my mouth, and I want it right next to a big dollop of ice cream with hopefully a complimenting flavor.
To soothe that burning sensation.
Yeah, because you want to go back and forth, because it really wakes up your mouth when you're like... You know, it's like, have you ever been in a scenario, this is maybe something stupid you did when you were a kid, because I did this every once in a while, where you have the jacuzzi here, and then the pool here, and you just jump back and forth between the two of them, and it freaks your body out.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what the hot cake is a meal. You know, it's like,
but you
really...
keep doing it, because you can't help yourself.
I know, right? And then neither one feels comfortable when you try to set into it, so you're just like, I have to go back to the other one now. And it's like, no, it's too cold, but then you get in the hot tub, and you're like, I'm about to die.
You got the hot one, which is a vile cesspool of germs.
Absolutely.
And you have the cold one, which is a
yeah.
sterile chemical mixture that's barely even water.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's not considered a hot tub unless people have had sex in it.
Okay.
That is not a thing!
It's just a mini pool.
But at least in the hot tub, the hot water probably kills most of the germs. The one that has the most germs is the kiddie pool.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's because it's filled with urine.
Oh, yeah, it's like a ball pit at a McDonald's or something.
Well, at least it's sterile.
That's still not the point.
And I like the taste.
Ah, stop it.
Sorry. I'm actually eating right now.
You're eating said hotcake.
Yeah, yeah.
That we were discussing.
Oh, yeah.
So the kind you have there is not...
Oh, yeah. So I actually brought these back from that trip I took a couple months ago out to Seattle. I came back with these hotcakes. And it's from literally a place called Hotcakes. It is in a suburb of Seattle called Ballard. If you're ever out there, it's like north of downtown. And yeah, it was a cute little spot, and I was just like, wait a minute, I now have a podcast about cakes. Perhaps I should travel with. And it was tricky because they are meant to be kept in the freezer, at least the way that they store them. They give them to you in like a nice little jar, like a nice little glass jar, which has the breading in it, and it seems like it's all kind of prepared to be cooked. So then you throw it in the oven for however many minutes are needed. And then you just kind of unscrew the cap and you're ready to go. And I guess the idea is that you could reuse it if you felt so inclined. I guess if you just got the batter of a cake, and then just threw it in there with whatever else you had. You'd be kind of ready and raring to go. Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah, sure. Sure. Yeah. So, in this case, they were filling it up with different ingredients. The ones that I'm eating right now is actually filled with like what seems like a strawberry jam or strawberry preserve, which is really nice.
Maybe a ganache?
Perhaps even a ganache.
It feels too, like it seemed too thin to be a ganache.
Mm-hmm.
Go on, tell me more. Both of you. John, fill me in on ganaches.
How was the s'more one, John?
Oh, it was vile.
You didn't like it?
No, I took one bite. There's a bitterness to it that I couldn't identify.
Yes, I think they made it with dark chocolate rather than milk chocolate. Mm.
I do like dark chocolate, mm-hmm. though.
I'm actually partial to dark chocolate, too. I'd rather have dark chocolate than milk.
Well, I think maybe when dark chocolate goes maybe into cake form, it might change the taste.
Maybe.
But I think they also didn't use... Well, I don't really know how a traditional, like hot cake or molten cake is made out of. If they have to change the cake recipe in order for it to be able to be soft enough but baked enough on the outside, but then it's gooey on the inside.
Yeah.
So,
It's like a reverse Hot Pocket.
Yeah, a reverse Hot Pocket.
Where it's like the core of the earth on the outside, but inside it's still frozen.
So I don't know if they had to change it, but it definitely did not taste like regular standard chocolate.
Oh, and by the way, when you're at the restaurant, they serve it with ice cream.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're just getting the cup here. I think that's kind of part of the equation.
Yes. So the definitely the chocolate part tasted a little off. There was the bitterness to it.
Mm-hmm.
But the strawberry in mine made up for the chocolate being weird. So like when I ate the strawberry part of it with the chocolate, they balanced each other out well, so it wasn't completely awful. I don't know about the s'more one now, though. I don't want to try that one. But
well, if you do, it's in the garbage can.
Well, there were two. Did you throw the other one out, too?
I did not.
Out of principle.
That would be so savage. Not only did I not like this, I am not even going to attempt to eat the other one.
I hold this cake in contempt.
But I don't know. And also, the texture was different than what I remember the last time I had a lava cake or a hot cake.
Mm-hmm. When was that?
Oh, it's been years. Because mostly when I'm at a restaurant, if I have the choice of dessert, most of the time I just go for a brownie sundae. I don't even bother with cake.
Oh, I love the lava cake. It's great at restaurants.
Oh, that is kind of like an American restaurant staple, isn't it?
Yeah, you got like Chili's.
Like,
boom,
Chili's,
here's your lava
cake.
Like, yeah.
I remember I had a friend that worked there, and she stole an entire thing of that, like, it hard chocolate that hardens. Like, it comes in a liquid, and then you pour it out, and then it'll eventually take the shape of whatever it is.
See,
and we had a lot of fun with that, because it was, like, just the weirdest fucking thing.
How many penises did you make with that?
Just the one that I have attached to my body, got covered in chocolate, you know, of course. You gotta try it once, you know?
Hard outer shell.
Yeah.
And cut off all oxygen to the penis. That's
a
great idea.
You know, when you're a hungry kid in college, you just gotta make ends meet.
Dip your ramen noodles into the chocolate.
I didn't think that would be the part you should worry about.
How do you mean?
Well, if someone goes to eat it off, they gotta...
They gotta put some force to crack that shell.
Fair point. Yeah, I was like, hey, let's just do this with a banana first. Let's make sure you're gumming this thing nice and good. Then we'll move to the main course.
Just saying.
Yeah, right, I did the best I could, alright?
Yeah.
Took a spoon, just whacked it on it, gotta crack it.
Just got a schlong pinata.
Jeez. That's great. So is this where we get to talk about derivations of hotcakes?
What derivations?
Such as the hush puppy.
Ooh.
The hush puppy is considered a hotcake.
Really?
That is insanity.
And I love the ever-loving shit out of hush puppies. They are amazing.
It's just dough, right? And then they deep fry dough, right?
Yeah, how ignorant you are, Wes.
Oh my god.
No. I mean, they're just like they're fried corn ball doughs. And like depending upon where you get them and how they're made, like different things go into them. Some people put seafood in them, you know, or at least some kind of seafood agent in it. So.
That's usually the ones that I have seen. It's like a shrimp, but it's like covered in and cornbread, and I cannot stand cornbread, so I never eat it.
Really? I like cornbread.
It's the texture. I feel it's just like I don't like anything that's gritty or grainy, so I don't. Ooh. I don't like cornbread. I don't like potatoes. I don't like meat.
Only cornbread I don't like is when it's not sweet. I don't like the unsweetened cornbread. But as long as it's got some sweetener in it, just I'm a happy camper. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think I've kind of exhausted my information on the hot cake itself. What do you guys think? Anything else you want to contribute to this?
I think traditionally, I guess, like at a restaurant, they're good. This one was mostly pleasurable for me, but it was a little grainy, which made me sad. But then again, like, I read on the box that they're also meant to be cooked out on a campsite. Like that's part of their promotions. Yeah. Is it says you can bake them at home or you can bake them in on a campfire.
Oh, that's cool.
But those are the only two options.
Shush.
Your home or a campfire.
Nope.
Yeah.
So I guess
at work people will die.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess maybe like that also came into play with the way that they made their recipes. What I thought was kind of funny is, like you said, they're meant to be frozen, and then you thaw them out, and then you are supposed to bake them. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing they put instructions on the outside of the box, because the little pamphlet that they put in there, because of the thawing aspect, which I guess we should have taken the jars out of the box to thaw them, but the moisture inside the box from thawing them inside the box ruined the pamphlet that came with it.
Yeah.
And all the pages are like stuck together.
Uh-huh.
And
oh, that also, by the way, came from the fact that I had I took them from Seattle here. That's like a 5-hour flight.
Oh, that's true.
So I had it in a sealed bag with ice. So when the ice started to melt, it just stayed in the bag. So it got the paper wet.
Understood.
So that's why it was probably a little moist already. It wasn't from condensation or anything. It was literally just from ice melting on it.
Understood, because I went to open it just to see like what they possibly had put on it, and the whole thing just started like to crumble and literally fall apart in my hands, and I was like, not cute.
Mm-hmm.
And then the pieces of paper got like all over the counter, and then Ripley came up and she's like, "What's this?" Started touching it, got all in her hair, like it just became a thing.
So what's next?
What is next, you guys? I mean, there's lots of stuff
that
you can do.
I feel like because of the work that you've done, the next thing is ice cream cake.
Okay. And I kind of wanted to approach this topic to say that it is untrue. It is not even worthy of cakedom. Because I think...
Ooh.
Well, we'll get into it. We'll get into it when we talk about it.
Okay, so ice cream cake, not cake.
Yeah. I mean, because some other stuff on the horizon
could be... That is a hot take.
Cheesecake. Like, I love me some cheesecake. No.
Apparently, does too.
The cupcake is a staple. We probably should tackle cupcakes at some point.
Crab cake?
Yeah, ooh. Crab cakes are great. There is a bread binder. I think it technically counts.
Ooh.
But yeah, that's maybe like a...
Wedding cake?
Is there one we could do for the season?
That means one of us have to get married, and you two already are, and... My parents would be mad if I married a dude, so I can't marry Ryan.
You don't have
to
actually...
Yeah, don't point at me.
You don't actually have to get married. You just have to fake that you're getting married.
Just fake it.
Just steal some samples from some people.
It's for the health insurance. That's why we're getting married.
Wes, this is actually a great idea. We should just go around and pretend like we're going to get married, and that way they do the whole sampler thing where we get to, like, try everything. And
then
like,
you say
oh,
you gotta take them home to your parents so they can try it because they're investing into the wedding and they need to have an opinion.
This is getting really complex for a cake podcast.
That just literally, the whole story just took me 3 minutes, okay? If you give me some more time, I can make some more plans.
I feel like we should also record this then and add this to another.
I think it'll be a test of your dedication. So we'll be doing this for sure.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, so Halloween's approaching. Are there any kind of cakes you can associate with Halloween? I mean, I feel like that's a thing.
Well, the most common staple is usually cupcakes, and then people decorate the tops of them with, like, Halloween-esque themes. Like, I've seen people take, like, the little candy corns, and they'll make, like, a pumpkin face. I've seen people, like, make fangs, and then on a white cupcake, and then they get, like, fake blood or, like, food coloring and make it bloody, like...
John does not like candy corn. That face.
No, but nobody likes candy corn.
I enjoy some candy corn.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I don't know, man. It's like wax. It's like you're straight up eating wax.
Sugary wax.
Yeah. It's like when you get those little wax bottles with the syrup inside of them that's supposed to look like little Coke bottles. And it's like Wes pours the syrup out and just eats the whole
thing. See, I...
You would have the same appreciation for that as you do for...
Who is the comedian? I think it was Louis Black. After five of them, you wonder why you're doing it when you stop. I bet you, if I had a bowl of candy corn here, you would have like three of them and then just, never mind, I don't want this shit.
Well, he has a great joke in it too, where he's like, all the candy corn that exists was made in the 1960s.
Yes. He theorized it was all made like forever ago and they just couldn't sell it because nobody liked it. So they just keep repackaging and sending out the same ones over and over again. Mm-hmm. And then his thing was that he would all of a sudden he claimed to have temporary Alzheimer's because he would look at it. And he's like, the coloring makes you think it's delicious. And it's like, candy and corn. I like candy. I like corn. How could this go wrong? And then he puts one into his mouth and he's like, I regret this life choice.
I had candy corn the other day that the bottom of it was chocolate. Hmm. That was actually disgusting.
They need to replace the entire thing with chocolate. And
just not have candy corn.
Or maybe like a seasonal Halloween cake pop.
Or maybe like a chocolate that's shaped like a candy corn.
Mm. Oh, cake pops. We gotta do cake pops.
Good idea. I like that.
Okay, who's making them? Because not it.
I mean, Starbucks sells them. You just buy them at Starbucks.
Oh, yeah. Okay. There you go.
I've had them before. They're true. They're actually not bad.
Hmm. Those are complicated.
The ones that are to make. The Starbucks in my Target has like little bullseye cake pops.
Yeah.
The dog from Target mascot.
Oh, I was like, what the hell do you mean that? Isn't that a villain from DC or something?
He's a bull terrier.
Bull terrier. Oh, that's right. Yeah, the ones that don't have noses, it's just like the whole face.
It's like a slope.
Yeah.
They are really adorable, but they actually are really, really hard to own because they are very much living up to their name where they are like a bull. Like, they don't want to do jack shit that you tell them to, and they just kind of look at you and they're like, no.
Yeah.
Oh, like cats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my sister briefly dated a guy who had two of them in the house, and one would purposely... she would take it for a walk and it would purposely hold its pee in until she brought it back home and then it would pee and then look at her.
Wow.
Clear that bitch.
Yes!
Eye contact.
It was the girl dog. The girl dog hated her. So, like, it purposely would hold in its pee the entire time she would have it out for a walk. And then as soon as they would get back to the apartment, that dog would piss on the floor and then watch her clean it up.
God.
It got to the point where my sister was just like,
I think
I'm
be
not
like,
doing it anymore.
Yeah, I think it'd be like, it's either me or the dog. You know, one of us has got to go here.
Yeah, they're not dating anymore.
Yeah.
Well, we all know his choice.
Yeah. He's got two more bull terriers now.
But what was really weird and awkward was that it wasn't even his dog. It was his ex-girlfriend's dog, but she just left the dog there.
That's weird. Yeah, I think that...
I'm pretty sure it became his dog then.
Couples, unless they're married, should not be getting dogs.
Hmm.
I just don't think it's a thing you do. Or unless one is saying, I'm 100% the owner of this animal.
Yeah,
no shared pets between boyfriends and girlfriends.
Ryan, I feel like we should get a dog together.
Yeah, what kind of dog?
See, that would be more proof that you guys are getting married because you have a dog together.
Let's get a dog together.
The first animal, I don't own a pet. The first pet I own, I want it to be a cat. I'm very much a cat person. I
like them both.
When are you going to get this theoretical cat?
There was a stray cat that was hanging around my hood for a while, and we got along real well. I didn't want to bring her in. I didn't want her to get used to it, so I was just like, here's some scraps from my rotisserie chicken, you know? Mm-hmm. But the cat was a sweetheart. Still see it around every once in a while. I think somebody else took her in.
You lost your chance.
Has a collar now. Oh, it still loves the shit out of me, though, so I'm getting the best of everything here.
You need all the affection with none of the responsibility.
Precisely. Yeah, no, I like cats better. I think cats have better personalities, and I think dogs are a little too subservient. Sorry, Sherlock. I like dogs.
As he sits between John's legs.
I like Sherlock. I like dogs, too. I'm just saying cats are more my speed. I think cats
I feel like you would be a good cat person.
Yeah. Because they can, like...
They can chinchilla.
They can take care of themselves, right? They're not really worried about anything. You know, like, a dog kind of has to live its life through you. Much like we see with Sherlock, who is taking shelter underneath you. terrified that he may have to live in existence.
Meanwhile, he's giving me side-eye.
Without humans.
I own you.
Mm-hmm.
You're a possession.
Oh, and he loves hearing that.
Uh-huh.
I know. Like, a cat wouldn't do that. The cat's just sort of like, I mean, why do we have to share this space together?
Yeah.
Well, when you lay down, I'll get on top of you and show you a little bit of affection and then scratch you as I leave.
Okay. Or if you take out your laptop, I'll lay across it so you can't touch the keyboard.
Oh, yeah.
And look at you, like, what?
Yeah, but, like, I mean, Sherlock, when's the last time you killed a lizard and gave it to them as an offering? Probably never.
He brought me a squirrel once.
Did he?
I was horrified and impressed all at the same time.
I'm shocked that you're not capturing
it. I don't think he actually killed it. I think
he just found it.
I think Allie killed it, and then he tried to steal her glory taking the body and being like, "Hey, I did this."
That actually makes me respect him more.
That's try another to take fucked credit up dog thing. Like a dog, like finds like the rotting carcass of an armadillo, and is like, "Oh my god, the owner needs to know about this." So they then roll in it.
Yes.
Bring rotted death back into the house.
Well, rotted death or random shit. Like, he has found, like, poop that some other animal has done, and he will roll in it, and then he'll try to stroll up into the house. Like, this is fine, right? And I'm like, fuck off! Get back outside!
Well, he's like, don't worry. If he comes back, he won't know I'm here. Like, fucking great.
Thanks, if he had pockets, it'd be a different scenario. But it's a dog. The best it can do is literally just roll its body in the thing and then bring it back to you.
It's just awful. Awful.
This hot takes guys derailed.
Yeah, this has nothing to do with cakes.
This has nothing to do with cakes.
And we're going almost close to 30 minutes.
Let's put a pin in it there, then. Yeah.
Feel free to edit some of this out, my love.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. This is kind of after dark material.
So next show is either going to be ice cream cake or cupcakes or pop cakes or
cheesecake.
Yeah, we got lots of things we can do. We'll sort it out when we're
It'll be a surprise. Once we actually start talking about it, you'll figure it out.
Yeah, if we're doing one a month, I think we're a little ahead of the curve. So maybe, John, just start uploading them. Let's just cancel all of the other ones. Right?
Just one right after another.
What are they doing for us? Yeah. I mean, like, we keep the Pokemon show because that's, you know, we're doing it tonight. But maybe this is the last one.
The month before the new game comes out, right?
Yeah, I think
we're
so.
Done. We've been scratching for content for how many months now?
Running through games that are 10 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
For the love of God, I played Pokemon Rangers.
You know, that's a good point, man. Shit is about to get real in the world of Pokemans. Mm. So, yeah, we got that to look forward to. Alright, so that's it. So long, everybody.
Bye.
Goodbye.
But it really doesn't matter. Grab a chair and fill your platter and dig, dig, dig right in. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake, hired a band. Goodness sake, if I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. How'd you do, how'd you do, how'd you do?